This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, let me just tell you what's coming up here. Paul Joseph Watson is going to be hosting this fourth hour, and he's going to have his latest take on everything developing in Ukraine and other breaking news. And then I'm going to be back hosting the War Room, where I'm going to get into all of this massive stack of news with the latest in the Ukraine situation. I've also got great guests coming up. We're going to be joined by an individual who's in the Freedom Convoy right now. I believe they departed out of Indiana earlier today. They're heading to D.C. We'll get an update on that. I've also got more COVID-19 and vaccine news. And then we've got Jim Hoft joining us with some of his breaking news that's happening right now at the Gateway Pundit. And then we're going to have Jesse Lee Peterson and Alex Stein on the third and final hour of the War Room to discuss this pro-trans kid movement that is moving through Texas right now. And they go have these public events, and they actually get hundreds of people to show up and promote genital mutilation of children. This is unseen. This is unseen, unheard of crap, man. I mean, you can talk about the fall of Rome, and you can talk about other civilizations throughout time and societies, and they got decadent and they got perverted and they did all, I mean, but promoting pedophilia and genital mutilation of children, that's a new low for humanity. And who is it? It's the left. It's the liberals. It's the Democrats. They want to chop your kids' balls off. You freaks. But they just proudly do it, and they go have these big events. And so we've got really disturbing footage from that, but we'll be airing all of that. That's all going to be coming up. It's just, folks, it's unbelievable. And by the way, did you know in New York City yesterday they had a pro-mask rally? A pro-mask rally. These libs are never going to take their mask off. It is the mark of the demon. It is the mark that they have been conquered. It is the mark of total submission. It is the mark of total brainwashing. And really, it breaks my heart because this was never supposed to be their destiny. This was never supposed to be where they ended up. But there they are. But see, I have to understand that maybe it's a benefit of the doubt type thing. But, you know, if a soldier goes to war and he gets his legs blown off by a grenade, and he comes home in a wheelchair, or he's got prosthetic legs or whatever, you don't make fun of the soldier and say, oh, ha-ha, you can't walk, you can't run, look at you, you're so weak. No, you understand that, oh, that guy fought in a war, he got his legs blown off. So it's kind of the same thing with these brainwashed, zombified leftists. It's like you've been hit with a psychological weapon. You've been hit with brainwashing propaganda. And so it's like, I wouldn't make fun of a guy who got his legs blown off in war. Do you make fun of these individuals who have had their minds blown apart, blown to bits by the propaganda media? Because that's what it is. I mean, they've had their minds, I mean, they've had essentially a psychological lobotomy. They've had a brainwashing bomb put into their head, and their brain has been blown to bits. Their brain doesn't work. They're gone. Promoting trans sex for kids. I mean, folks, that's pedophilia. Stop pretending it's not. Promoting wearing a mask all day. Are you kidding me? You don't even want to breathe air? You don't even want to breathe air. By the way, Joe Biden told a massive whopper of a lie today, giving a speech. He said that five police officers died on January 6th. Not a single police officer died on January 6th, but he's out there promoting the big lie because that's all these damn demons do. Paul Joseph Watson takes over. I'll be back in an hour.
I stay on air selling high-quality products that you need, that you want, and that you're going to be happy with. That's why you come back and buy products from me again. It's a symbiotic relationship. I promote liberty. I promote freedom. I fight the globalists. And I'm able to do that because you buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. And listen, all the products are great. But when it comes to high-quality storable food in an inflationary system with major supply chain breakdowns, this is an absolute 360 win, a no-brainer. And they've got high-quality storable food ready to ship to you right now. The great folks at My Patriot Supply, exclusively at PrepareWithAlex.com, discounted. So again, beat inflation, be prepared, fund the InfoWar. The only way you lose is not taking action at InfoWarsStore.com or PrepareWithAlex.com right now. This is high-quality storable food. This is how you beat inflation. Get yours today. It's ready to ship. But I wouldn't wait because prices are about to go up because inflation is exploding.
Summit.news studios in the United Kingdom. You are listening to Paul Joseph Watson.
We are live on this Thursday, 3rd of March edition of the Summit News Hour, 1 week since the war in Ukraine started. But have you heard the news? Have you heard the rumors? Apparently, Sergey Lavrov, the Russian foreign minister, is right now organizing, agreeing to a ceasefire. Vladimir Putin himself is about to sign the terms of the Kremlin's surrender. The tanks are turning back to Moscow, and Kiev may just be saved. Why? Because Siberian cats have been banned from competing in international cat competitions. Oh my God. I didn't think it could get any worse. It always gets worse, doesn't it? Headline, International Cat Federation bans Russian cats from all competitions. Yes, the Russian Blue, the Peter Bull, the Siberian Cat have all been righteously, rightfully punished for being born in Russia. The pussycats have faced punitive damages, and rightly so. I mean, if they're not speaking out against Putin, then they're basically with Putin, right? Putler, Hitler, Putin, Putin bad, Russian cats bad, deplatform Russian cats, cancel Siberian cats. It's been done. All those Ukrainian flags in your Twitter bios have worked. The cats have been cancelled. This is not the Babylon Bee, by the way. This is a real story. An international cat federation has banned all Russian-owned and bred cats from competing in international competitions in a move that's sure to stop Putin's war machine. The Federation International Feline, FIFE, issued a statement saying it, quote, cannot just witness these atrocities and do nothing. The cats are gone. The war crimes apparently being carried out against Ukrainians, but they finally got justice for that. The cats are cancelled. The Federation has decided that, quote, no cat bred in Russia may be imported and registered in any five pedigree book outside of Russia. No cat belonging to exhibitors living in Russia may be entered at any five show outside Russia. The cats have been deplatformed, and rightly so. Maybe Putin's dogs are next. This is not. I remember reading stories last week about, I think it was Dachshund dogs in the United Kingdom being kicked in the street during World War II. That's where we're heading. The ban will apply until at least the end of May and will punish popular breeds such as the Russian Blue, Peter Bald, and the Siberian Cat, which can cost up to $4,000. Again, if you own the same dogs that Vladimir Putin owns, maybe your business deserves to be shut down as well. The story attracted condemnation from Chinese users of Weibo, with one asserting animals should not have nationalities. As any rational person will surely understand, this is virtually guaranteed to send battle tanks scurrying back to Moscow. And again, this is the humorous end of the hysteria. There's actually a lot more serious end, to the point where we have Congressman Eric Swalwell in America calling to expel all Russian students from university. But here in the UK, we have a UK Conservative MP, Tom Tuggenhat, calling for all Russian citizens to be booted out of the UK, deported, all of them. Now, when 15 out of 19 Saudi Arabian hijackers fly planes into the Pentagon and the World Trade Center, what happens to ordinary Saudi citizens? Nothing whatsoever, as it shouldn't. What happens when the government, the military of Saudi Arabia, indiscriminately bombs Yemen and kills hundreds of thousands of civilians with weapons provided to them by the United Kingdom, by the USA, by NATO powers? What sanctions do ordinary Saudi citizens face? None whatsoever, and we don't even friggin' talk about it. Yet what are they doing to Russians? This is a headline out of wantedinmilan.com. Italian university backtracks after cancelling Dostoevsky course. Fedor Dostoevsky has become the unlikely source of a controversy at Milan University over its decision to drop a course on the 19th century Russian novelist. Yes. Some Russian dude who wrote books 200 years ago, getting cancelled. Putler's about, Putin bad, Russia bad, Dostoevsky, get him in the bin. The University of Milano Bicocca informed the Italian writer Paolo Nori on Tuesday night that his course on the author of Crime and Punishment had been cancelled. To avoid any controversy, in a moment of high tension, well, now you've got controversy, haven't you? Because you're acting like utter idiotic prat. Cancelling a 200-year-old Russian novelist because Vladimir Putin bad. This is the level of the utter hysteria that we've devolved to in the space of one single week. They're trying to cancel 200, 300-year-old Russian authors. Russian conductor of Munich Philharmonic Orchestra fired after failing to submit to mayor's demand he denounced Putin. Again, he engaged in wrongthink by just not responding to this demand by the mayor of Munich, Dieter Reiter, who previously, by the way, demanded that the Allianz Arena in Munich be lit up with LGBT rainbow colours during Euro 2000. Because Hungary dared to pass a law that protected children from transgender propaganda. Oh my God, how dare they? That failed. This didn't. He literally said to this music maestro, this world-famous Russian-born conductor of the Munich Philharmonic Orchestra, you must get out, genuflect, display total ideological subservience, submit to what we want you to say. Say the words that we put in your mouth about Vladimir Putin, Russia bad, Putler, ban all the cats, cancel the cats, cancel 200-year-old Russian authors. Well, now this guy, his personal life and career has been cancelled because he refused to bow to the ideological conformity cult. Doesn't even matter what you think about the invasion of Ukraine, what you think about Vladimir Putin. Political authorities in supposedly free Western countries shouldn't have the power to demand ideological conformity from public figures before allowing them to keep their jobs. That's tyranny. Something similar happened, I remember, in Germany in the 1930s, where a certain minority of people were told to conform, were told to obey, and weren't treated very well for not fitting in. Let's just put it that way. Music maestro Valery Gergiev was sacked, fired, 3 years before his contract was due to end because he refused to submit to Dieter's call for him to denounce Putin's Putler's brutal war of aggression. They also cancelled Anna Netrebko, a Russian diva who is one of the opera's biggest international stars. She's Russian, get her in the bin, because where the where the group of caring and kindness, and where against xenophobia and fascism. But if you're Russian, get out. Reiter had given Gergiev until Monday to respond to a demand that he expresses ideological conformity, but it wasn't forthcoming. So he didn't even come out and say, no, Putin has reasons for invading Ukraine, or there's a different side to the story. He didn't even come out and say that. He didn't say anything. He was given a deadline by this far leftist mayor to proffer himself, to display his ideological subservience, and he didn't. And this is what the mayor said, quote, I would have expected him to reconsider and revise his very positive assessment of Russia's leader. He didn't. So now not only has he lost his job with the Munich Philharmonic Orchestra, he's lost numerous other positions, and basically his life has been ruined. But there's backlash over Munich Orchestra conductor being fired for failure to denounce Putin, where thankfully some prominent people in German politics and German society are coming out and saying that this attitude test is completely arbitrary, completely stupid, and it's going to lead to more and more censorship and tyranny. Summit.news, we'll be back now, don't worry.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Internationally from the Summit.News headquarters in the United Kingdom, it's Paul Joseph Watson.
So, Russian cats have been cancelled, just like disabled Russian athletes banned from the Paralympics. Siberian cats have been banned from competing in international competitions because Putin bad. 200-year-old Russian authors like Dostoevsky have been banned in terms of a university in Milan banning a course on Dostoevsky. They later had to reverse it, but again, it illustrates the utter hysteria. But then the star conductor of the Munich Orchestra, a guy called Valery Gergiev, he has actually been cancelled. This isn't a joke. His life is basically over in Germany. His career is finished because he's Russian, and he refuses to denounce Vladimir Putin after a demand, a public demand by the mayor of Munich that he come out and publicly denounce Putin. Again, an ideological purity test to display his moral exhibitionism. What was it going to happen? What's going to happen next? Are people going to have to come out and say that, you know, trans children should be encouraged, that the age of consent should be lowered in Germany and things like that? Are they going to come out and proffer their complete genuflection and subservience to the LGBT movement? What is next? Thankfully, there's a slight backlash to this. Headline backlash over Munich Orchestra conductor being fired for failure to denounce Putin. The former Federal Minister for Family Affairs, Christina Schroeder, tweeted that she thought, quote, such attitude tests were silly and counterproductive. Numerous people also pointed out that former German Chancellor Gerhard Schroeder had close ties to Russia, with screenwriter Thomas Hugel asking, quote, is it known whether Munich mayor Reiter has already initiated expulsion proceedings against his fellow party member Gerhard Schroeder? And an AfD member of parliament, Stephen Brander, also asked a similar question. By the way, this Russian conductor has also been banned from the Vienna and Rotterdam Philharmonic Orchestra, so his career is basically done simply because he's Russian. Many more examples of that, which I'm going to get to, but we're going to go to this video first, which I put out just a few hours ago, about more examples of this utter hysteria that is seeing Russians being cancelled and deplatformed, ordinary Russians, not just the oligarchs, not just the Putin sympathizers, from all levels of society. This is called Russophobia. Here's the video. Rumors are swirling that Russian troops are surrendering en masse. Tanks are turning round as Putin's war machine is vanquished. Why? Because Milan University cancelled a course on Dostoevsky. They said they did it to, quote, avoid controversy. Utter mindless stupidity. We all know that the real way to stop Putin's war machine is to prevent Russian kids from playing FIFA, or at least to digitally remove NPC computer code from EA Sports games, or to rename the Moscow Mule, or to ban Russian vodka entirely, despite the fact that virtually all of it is made in Western Europe. Wait, just hearing that Lavrov has declared a ceasefire because some trendy hipster bar in East London started calling it a Kiev donkey. Now I've got it. Let's stop Russians from being able to buy cheap, itchy, shy H&M clothes made by wage slaves in the Far East. That'll definitely halt the assault on Odessa, but not as swiftly as demoralizing Russian soldiers by informing them that this divvy middle class couple in Cambridge painted their house blue and yellow. No. The actual way to stop Putin is to fire the chief conductor of the Munich Philharmonic Orchestra because he engaged in wrongthink. Because Valery Gergiev didn't respond to the mayor's demand that he kiss the ring of ideological conformity in time, He was summarily cancelled. And now our repugnantly idiotic culture secretary, Nadine Dorries, the same woman who once decried cancel culture, is celebrating the removal of a cultural exhibit about the Trans-Siberian Railway by a British museum. A secretary of culture who is helping to destroy culture. Fantastic. Bravo, because preventing people from learning about the construction of a railway that was built over 100 years ago is definitely going to stop this war. Morons. What's next? Tolstoy, Chekhov, Pushkin? They were all Russians. Why not burn the books? All the books, domain service, name cheap, banning Russians from using their service and then bragging about it. Hillary Clinton calling for all Russians to have their cryptocurrency seized. Remember when Saudi hijackers carried out 9/11? And then how we imposed crippling economic constraints on ordinary Saudi citizens? No, me neither. Remember when Saudis were cut off from using Apple Pay and Google Pay? After their country killed hundreds of thousands of civilians in Yemen? No, I don't seem to recall that either. Oh no, I forgot. The righteous moral Western countries are all arming Saudi Arabia and turning a blind eye to the horrors they're inflicting on Yemen. We don't talk about that war. So while Congressman Eric Swalwell wants Russian students expelled from the US entirely, the Saudi students will continue to pour in. Whenever there's an Islamic terrorist, the left's first reaction is to fret and wet the bed about Islamophobia. Not only are individual Muslims not punished for the actions of others, which of course they shouldn't be, but an entire apologia cottage industry kicks in to shield any of those groups from any scrutiny whatsoever. Not with Russians, though, despite the fact that the vast, vast majority have absolutely nothing to do with Putin or this war. Wonder why that is. Let me know in the comments. This isn't just stigmatization, it's vile demonization on a scale not witnessed in generations. Russians are like the new anti-vaxxers. Most of the people on the receiving end of this vitriol aren't Kremlin stooges, they're not rich oligarchs. They're just Russians! It's xenophobic, immoral, and utterly, utterly pointless, self-defeating, and stupid. Again, remember the outcry when Trump tried to ban immigration from certain countries, which weren't even the most populous Muslim countries, by the way. Absolute meltdown. I have Democratic congressmen calling for Russians to be expelled. You have British MPs calling for all Russians, period, to be kicked out of the country just because of they were born on a piece of land called Russia. Where's the cries of xenophobia now? But as I mentioned there in the video, people in the Ukraine, prominent Ukraine activists, are actually demanding that EA Sports ban Russian kids from playing FIFA. That's going to stop the tanks. But they've banned Russian teams from video games. That's the headline out of Summit News. EA Sports bans Russian teams from video games. They've banned computer code graphics of Russian football players in FIFA. That will stop the war machine. Kiev is saved. Forget the peace talks. Doesn't matter. It's all over. The war is over because EA Sports has banned a computer code of a graphic of Russian football players. Absolutely mental. Video game company EA Sports has announced it will remove all Russian teams from its games in solidarity with the Ukrainian people. Yeah, because I'm sure when my house has been shelled and I'm cowering in a bunker with my kids, with the sound of explosions all around me, the one thing that gives me comfort, the one thing that gives me a sense of belonging, a sense of safety in that hellish moment, is the thought that EA Sports has banned some computer code, some graphics in a frigging video game. That's going to give me a lot of comfort. While the bombs are raining down, that thought that graphics of Russian football players won't appear in FIFA 22, well, that just, you might as well just end the war now. No point in peace talks, no point in ceasefire. That has ended this war. It's over. Summit.news will be back, don't worry.
I've been on air more than 25 years,
And long before I started selling high-quality vitamin D3 8 years ago, I've been promoting people taking vitamin D3 because it is essential. And if you're not getting sunshine every single day, whether you're black or white or Hispanic, it doesn't matter, your body will be susceptible and wide open to so many of the threats that are out there. It's just like you need oxygen, you die in 4 minutes without oxygen. You die in 5 or 6 days without water, you die in a month without food. Well, that's because these key minerals and elements and vitamins are in the food that you need. And one of the most important for your immune system and your overall health is vitamin D3. We have the highest quality in winter sun with vitamin K that boosts all your body's defenses, available right now for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Everybody, old, young, black, white, you need vitamin D3. This is the best quality out there, and it funds the InfoWar 50% off.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
From London, England, it's Paul Joseph Watson with Summit.News.
So we joke about the Siberian cats being cancelled. We joke about the Dostoevsky course being cancelled at Milan University. We don't joke about the conductor of the Munich Philharmonica having his life basically cancelled, his career ruined over the fact that he's Russian. Russians now in the Metro subway, by the way. Headline, Apple and Google payment systems block Russians, causing chaos in Moscow Metro system. This is what they want. They want us all off the cash. They want cashless society. They want life to be lived and for us to engage in commerce purely via the QR code, which I'm guilty of doing, paying for stuff via a QR code. You know that now when social media networks ban you, by the way, such as TikTok, they don't just ban your account, they ban your device. You can no longer use that phone to start a new account when your old one gets banned. When that system is completely normalized with the QR code, your device gets banned. Your device is unable to scan the QR code. The QR code is mandatory to purchase everything. But your device has been banned because you posted a spicy tweet about, I don't know, AOC or whatever. You've said a naughty word on Facebook. You get a 7-day suspension, no purchases for 7 days. You go really far and you say something like diversity isn't a strength, you get banned for good. Basically, you're homeless. You can't get a mortgage. You can't get a job. Forget about it. This is our collective social credit score future. And ordinary Russians traveling in the Moscow metro, not rich oligarchs, not Putin, Kremlin stooges, ordinary Russians are now bearing the brunt of this collectivized tyranny, this punishment. Russians attempting to use Apple Pay and Google Pay found their access had been blocked, causing chaos in the Moscow metro system. Thankfully, unlike in the West, Apple Pay and Google Pay are relatively rare, but it still caused massive queues. People had to fumble around for cash because a certain percentage of people in Russia do use those payment systems on their phone to access public transport. And again, this is because bank cards, banks in Russia have been completely deplatformed under this SWIFT ban. So now ordinary Russians with ordinary current accounts, hardworking working class Russians, they live in what you could call a dictatorship. They don't support it. They just live in it. They suffer under it. They have to get along with their lives. But no, we're punishing them now because they have bank accounts with these Russian banks that have been banned. So now Google Pay, Samsung Pay and Apple Pay said, no, we're severing all connection with any Russian banks. So now your ordinary hardworking individual in Moscow struggles to get on a public transport. This is where it's going. But again, didn't happen to Saudi Arabians, did it? Their government has been bombarding Yemen with NATO, US and UK weapons for years, killing hundreds of thousands of civilians. What impact did that have on Saudi citizens? None whatsoever. And yet now we're seeing tweets from professors. I saw Mike Cernovich was highlighting it on his Twitter earlier, where professors in the United States are saying, doesn't matter, you have to openly denounce Putin and basically become an activist for Globo Homo Ukraine movement. You have to change your Twitter bio to put a Ukraine flag in it. If you don't do all that, if you don't prostrate yourself, if you don't ideologically conform, you are Putin's bitch. You are on the side of the Kremlin. And they're saying those people should be deported, should be put in gulags. Again, as I said in the video, Russians are basically the new January 6th enemy combatants. They're the new anti-vaxxers. They're the new unvaccinated. Any excuse to discriminate against people en masse, to engage in open xenophobia because they don't agree with us on certain political issues. Again, this is the V kind of crowd in action once again, saying that people should be expelled from countries, saying that people should be stripped of their assets, have their assets frozen, as we saw with the truckers in Canada, simply because of their beliefs. Not just because of their beliefs, because they refrain from expressing vehemently the belief that they demand you express. You can't even remain silent anymore. You have to submit and show that you're submitting, otherwise you are subject to cancellation. Let's go to this other video now, because I've got another massive example of it. I put this out on YouTube a couple of days ago, but again, I'm going to come back and give you another example of this. The video is First Casualty of War is Truth, going through just a few of the examples flagrant, giant, fabricated news stories, and yet the esteemed fact-checkers are strangely able. First casualty of war is truth. Here's the clip. First casualty of war is truth. Boy, is that old adage proven correct in the past few days. Russia deploys mobile crematoriums to hide evidence of battlefield casualties. Stench of death. Chilling pics reveal Russia's mobile crematoriums used to incinerate dead soldiers and hide true scale of Ukraine war. Turns out the pictures are from a 2013 YouTube video posted by a Russian incinerator construction company. And they're incinerating a trash bag. Whoops! Ukrainian soldier on Snake Island tells Russian officer to go expletive yourself before being island refused to surrender before being killed by Putin. They died on island. They weren't killed, and here's a video of them peacefully surrendering. Ukraine island defenders who told Russian Navy go fuck yourself may still be alive. Whoops! Ukraine president fighting on the front lines, 24th of February 2022. Ukraine president inspecting border, 9th of April 2021. Whoops. The ghost of Kiev has a name and he has absolutely owned the Russian Air Force. Godspeed and more kills, Samuel. Who wants to tell him? That's a meme featuring the comedian Sam Hyde. Same guy who bills himself as a slayer of conspiracy theories. Posting more old images as if they're new. Whoops! Russian tanks running over innocent drivers. Turns out the tank is Ukrainian. Whoops! You'd think the fact-checkers would be in their element. The past week should have been an absolute bonanza for them. And yet they're strangely AWOL. Yeah, funny that, isn't it? Almost like fact-checkers are just the vanguard of biased partisan political interests. Surely not, when the fog of war becomes a regional sandstorm. You don't have to be a Russian stooge or a conspiracy theorist to see the blindingly obvious. Why should we trust the legacy media and a political class that has lied about the circumstances behind every conflict in modern history, almost certainly lied about the origin of the pandemic, and has just spent the last 2 years dangerously misleading the public about lockdowns and silencing anyone who challenged their narrative? Oh, don't worry, they may have done all that, but when it comes to this, you can trust them. Honest, really. I don't trust anyone. I don't trust the Russians, and I don't trust them. Retaining a sense of nuance, a shred of incredulity, and an ounce of critical thinking doesn't make you a Russian stooge or a Kremlin asset. It makes you a normal human being. So again, we have this narrative in the West where RT and all these other Russian networks are literally being just shut off entirely. The Russian RT YouTube channel is blocked for people in Europe. I don't know what it is in America, but I can't even access it without a VPN. They've wiped RT off British television. And they're saying, oh, it's because we need independent, impartial information, and they engage in propaganda. Like the NATO powers aren't engaging in propaganda. Give me a break. Numerous examples in 1 week alone. Massive, contrived, fabricated, fake news stories, breathlessly, hysterically amplified by the mainstream media, all of which turned out to be complete BS. And they're saying that RT needs to be shut off because they engage in propaganda. So what are the consequences for you engaging in propaganda flagrantly with no corrections? 5, 6, 7 major fabricated stories in the space of 1 week alone. What's going to happen to BBC, CNN? Nothing, absolutely nothing. They can lie and say they're not engaging in propaganda.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You're listening to the Summit.News Radio Hour with Paul Joseph Watson.
So it's quite ironic that RT and Sputnik and all these other Russian networks have been banned in the UK. They've literally wiped them off UK television. RT has been on UK television for about 15 years. It's completely wiped off. You can't even access their YouTube channel without a VPN. And going on their website, it's not even like it's vehement pro-Putin propaganda from what I've seen. On the flip side, however, you literally have about 8 massive, fake, contrived, fabricated news stories. The ghost of Kiev. The idea that the Ukrainian president was in his battle gear on the front lines. They used old pictures from a year ago. The mobile Russian incinerators used to hide evidence of war crimes. All absolute, complete BS. And yet, what are the consequences for CNN, for Fox News, for BBC, who all reported those stories breathlessly, with no correction whatsoever, confirmed beyond doubt to be absolute fake news? This idea that Russian warship destroyed an island and massacred a bunch of Ukrainian soldiers. They all surrendered, and there's video of it. Who's engaging in propaganda? The answer is both sides. So when is the BBC going to get deplatformed from YouTube? When is CNN going to get deplatformed, blocked on YouTube? Answer is never. Because, you know, they're the good guys. We have another example of that today. Babi Yar Holocaust Memorial unscathed, according to Israeli journalists. Oh, but I was told it had been destroyed by the anti-Semitic Russian forces. I was told that Putin's claim that they were fighting Nazis was completely debunked by the fact that they just destroyed a Holocaust memorial. Turns out it never friggin' happened. Imagine my shock. After Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky claimed that Russia had attacked the Baba Yar Holocaust Memorial in Kiev in an attempt to, quote, erase our history. He literally said that they killed Jews twice. But it's only RT doing propaganda. No, well, you can trust us. An Israeli journalist visited the site to discover that it was, in fact, quote, unscathed. They went to the site, took a bunch of photographs. It turns out that the Russians had attacked a nearby television tower network. The bombs hadn't dropped on the memorial. It was completely untouched. Oh, but we need to ban RT because they engage in propaganda. Legacy media outlets breathlessly reported on Monday that the memorial had been deliberately attacked by an airstrike, amplifying Zelensky's claim that the destruction was, quote, beyond humanity. Nothing happened there. No one was killed. It hasn't got a dent in it. Quote, this is what he said. The Russians have orders to erase our history, our country, and all of us, Zelensky said. You killed Holocaust victims for the second time. Yeah, he actually said that. The monument is completely untouched. And again, if Russia is trying to erase Ukrainian history, they could do it pretty easily. Why are they claiming that this is Russia erasing Ukrainian history when it didn't happen? I mean, you're not really building up much credibility for your own side when you're outright lying about attacks that never happened. Ynet Israeli journalists went and visited it. This is not an RT Sputnik journalist that went and visited it and said, no, it hasn't been attacked. This is a Jewish Israeli journalist. Quote, the memorial was not harmed. No bomb, missile, or artillery shell hit the site itself, Ynet News reported. The damage was caused to nearby Kiev's communications and television tower, 984 feet away from the new memorial, and a kilometer, 3,280 feet, from the old one. That's Israeli journalist Ron Ben Yishai, not RT, not Sputnik, visited the site on Wednesday to take photographs, discovering the memorial was, in fact, unscathed. But then you go through the hysterical reporting from the media from 2 days ago. Zelensky condemns Russian missile attack on Holocaust Memorial beyond humanity. Damn them. Fox News. USA Today. Russian airstrike hits well-known Holocaust Memorial in Ukraine, killing at least five. Didn't hit the Holocaust Memorial. Not a dent in it. Lies. Oh, RT needs to be banned for propaganda. Kiev. CNN. Kiev hit with rockets targeting Holocaust Memorial. Didn't happen. USA Today. Again, Jake Tapper tweeted, what better way for Putin to prove his ridiculous claims of denazification than by attacking a country with a popularly elected Jewish president, followed by bombing a Holocaust memorial? Didn't happen. No retraction from Jake Tapper. Lawrence Tribe, a Russian missile hit the Baba Yar Holocaust Memorial site in Kiev today. No, it friggin' didn't. Didn't happen. So again, they've been caught lying numerous times about these massive, fabricated, emotional, fake news stories. What's the consequence? None whatsoever. Let's go to this final video now, because the head of MI6, the head of British spies, James Bond, responded to the Russian attack on Ukraine last week by coming out and saying that the main issue was to continue to defend LGBT rights. Here's the clip. While ballistic missiles rained down on Ukraine, while soldiers and tanks began to pour across the border, while Vladimir Putin's forces advanced on Kiev, what was the British Ministry of Defence doing? Virtue signalling on Twitter about a gay coffee morning. No, I'm not exaggerating. This is the tweet they later deleted. Today, for LGBT History Month, we hosted a coffee morning in main building, which had a great turnout. In the afternoon, we hosted a book club webinar, where we discussed our favourite LGBT plus books.
That is your favourite book, and why?
Then the definitions of asexual and pansexual. Wow, Kiev is saved. Putin's turned back the tanks. Bear in mind, this is the Ministry of Defence, the headquarters of the British Armed Forces.
But it gets worse. It always gets worse.
The Times reports British spies have been encouraged to consider their white privilege and avoid gendered terms such as manpower in a guide to improving diversity and inclusion in the security services. The leaked document also advises MI5 and MI6 officers not to use words such as strong and grip, because they can, quote,
reinforce dominant cultural patterns.
The advice, titled Mission Critical, was thought to have been written by Sir Stephen Lovegrove, the National Security Advisor, in October, and to have raised concern in other areas of government. Critics have argued that security officials should have been less focused on inclusion and more alert to events in Afghanistan and Ukraine. Oh really, do you think? And there I was hoping the Kremlin would have abandoned their onslaught, terrified at the mere prospect of James Bond turning up and catching them in the act of using misogynistic rhetoric. Meanwhile, the British government responded to the bombardment of Ukraine
by lighting up Downing Street in yellow and baby blue.
Added to Ukrainian flags in our Twitter bios, this will definitely stop Putin's war machine. Have we settled on a hashtag yet? We're in big trouble. Big trouble. So, following the head of MI6's assertion that LGBT rights in Ukraine is probably the most important issue in this entire war, we have this headline: CBS highlights problem of transgender acceptance in Ukraine. CBS News responded to the Russian bombardment of Ukraine by highlighting little discussed but hugely important issue, how transgender acceptance isn't widespread in the country. Maybe it deserves to be bombed then if it's that bigoted. According to the report, transgenders are fighting a war within a war. The report featured an interview with a transgender individual in which he, she, Zhe said the threat of being bombed is compounded by Ukraine not being a very rainbow-friendly place. And isn't that the most important thing? Meanwhile, GB News reports UK couple paint their house in colours of Ukraine flag. That's it. Stick a fork in it. It's done. Putin surrendered. The tanks are heading back to Moscow because this couple, this middle-class ditzy couple in Cambridge, England, wanted to show their support for friends in Ukraine and for the Ukrainian people in this crisis. Now, they could have donated the money that they spent on painting their entire house blue and yellow to a Ukrainian charity to feed refugees and people under bombardment, but no, that wouldn't have been important enough for them to get their faces in a news story, would it? And to engage in moral exhibitionism. So instead, Rend Plattings and her husband Michael used 2 5-litre tubs of paint, one yellow and one blue, costing £76 in total, that's about $100, to decorate the house of their home in Cambridge on Sunday, and they made sure everybody knew about it. Mrs. Plattings said it was my husband's idea. He just assumed other people would have done it anyway. Yeah. I'm sure everyone's rushing to paint their houses yellow and blue. That's really going to increase their value, isn't it? So they decided to do this. They could have given the money to a Ukrainian charity to feed kids under bombardment, but no, that wouldn't have got their virtue-signaling, moral exhibitionist faces in the news. Ridiculous. War Room is next. Oh, go away.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.